Blog Talk Radio.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over, my friend. The party's over. It's time to call it a day. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over. All over, my friend.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Now's the time to get the book before the summer is over. It's got a big American eagle and a flag on the cover, and it says, "Take me to the beach." And inside that book are 14 chapters on why it pays to be an American. And chapter one says, drugs suck. Chapter two is terrorism. And chapter three is flag burners of record. And chapter four is save the kids. Well, what's the news for today, Mommy? R&R. Do you know what R&R is? Rest and recuperation. Rock and roll. Romney and Ryan, the dynamic duo. Batman and Reuben, Batman and Ryan, two unexpected victories in 24 hours. I'm still up in the air. I haven't reached this nirvana in a long time. I'll start with the first one. Mike Savage, a fired grape shot into the party of death yesterday on his show. And I hope everybody picks up the torch and runs with it. Savage labeled the Demo Camo Party as a cult, and that's what they are. They have no God, they have no country, they're a cult, saying there's no other explanation of Obama worship. He likened it to the misled followers of phony gurus who get brainwashed and then milked. Obama is the Jim Jones of the Party of Death, the dark side of the moon. This morning I turned on the Communist News Network as CNN by accident, and they were holding services as if they had just received pro-choice death warrants. Wolf Blitzer looked like he was having a perpetual enema. The look on everybody's faces was dire. Even the raging Cajun looked more like the raging capon. I imagine Paul Begala is biting his toes right now. The choice of a young JFK-looking Ryan, Paul Ryan, was a great move, and I give Romney kudos. I was worried. The last night I was talking about a showdown at the convention. I gave Romney kudos for a smart choice. We could get 8 years of Romney followed by 8 years of Ryan. That's 16 years undoing the damage of the Communist Party. Who knows? Maybe John Roberts on the Supreme Court won't feel intimidated by Al-Qaeda or Eric Holder. This choice by Romney opens the door to defections by Catholics, especially Irish Catholics, who traditionally vote the way their fathers voted. No more. It is all wave war time. The values of the party of death are not the values of Fenian blood. Obama has attacked the cross and the child. No Irishman with a faint memory of ancestor persecution can look in the mirror and say, I am proud to be a Democrat. It is no longer the party of the working man. It is the party of the welfare slave and the illegal. The symbol should be a ladder with broken bottom rungs. They do not want you to get a leg up. You must be their peon in order to get a peed on and to get a piece of candy or legalized drugs, whichever comes first. When you go to their communist-run schools, you will be taught to hate your God, your flag, and your country. You will get sex ed, but no American history. You will learn how to practice a safe sex in the fifth grade hallways, but no geography. Forget about outer space except the one left between your ears. You will learn to be a loser and get a book full of excuses. That is not the legacy of the greatest generation. Their legacy that they left us is to do better than they did. We gave you all the tools. Don't let anyone kill your dreams. Build your dreams. And now is the time to take your country back. One nation under Tim Tebow and Lolo. Say a goodbye to Hollywood. We are getting our country back. www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com and www.mediacrapmatters.us. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. A bartender. Champagne, and arrest that Democrat.
You're under arrest. Sergeant, read this man his merengue rights.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que los contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Okay, we're back. I was looking at the dissension in the ranks, and I came across the communist-controlled Huffington Post. You know, when I do my blogs on there, they say, they give me a little message. They say, we're going to review this, and we're going to, we'll decide whether or not we're going to release it. So what I do now is when I do the blog, I make a copy of it, and then I release it. To all my bloggies, Huffington Post, John Ward, says Ryan gets mixed reviews. Mixed reviews, me arse. Huffington hype backing the black Russian. Pack up all my cares and woes and say goodbye to Obama. There he goes. We are a nation once again, a nation once again. The USA no longer a Soviet satellite will be. But a nation once again. When the Arabs say goodbye to a loser, they say, Il Beb Efewit Jamel, the door is big enough for a camel to pass through. We simply say, don't let the door hit you in the Democrat. By Monday, my polls, Stasha and Wanda, will have Romney Ryan up by 7 to 9 points. The communist media will say it's 2 points. And then out comes Dinesh D'Souza with his expose on the Manchurian candidate. It will add 4 more points to victory. Already America knows if the vote is close, the party of death will steal it. In order to avoid clashes among divided people, Romney Ryan needs an indisputable landslide. So, my fellow Americans, if you want to avoid street warfare, having your guns taken away, Eric Holder declaring martial law, vote this Marxist out big time. We need big victory numbers. Girls, ladies, this is not a beauty contest. This is not Hollywood. This is survival time for your country. Vote smart. We are 87 days away from freedom. If we fail to win big here, there will be trouble. Communists don't like to lose. They have been waiting for 80 years to bring down the USA. They will do anything, anything, anything to keep power. You have no idea what is in their liver because they have no hearts. This is your Bunker Hill, and you better stand tall for your country because you only got one shot and the ballot is your only bullet. A bartender, I'll have an Obama. Oh, what's that? A black Russian. Help wanted. You hear about this? There's an ad in the New York Times tonight. Help wanted. A weakened nation is looking for a president that can balance books, cut down on foreign aid, reduce spending by 50% in the first year and 10% every year thereafter, destroy the drug problem, reduce child murder by 50%. Imagine we could cut it down to 600,000 butchered kids a year. Wouldn't that be better than 1.2 million? Who knows? Maybe we won't have to go to stand trial in Nuremberg. Strengthen the family core. Live up to the American creed that the strong must protect the weak, including the unborn. Prevent the destruction of small business, especially small family farms. Increase military preparedness and capability. Close meddlesome agencies that cost business unnecessary downtime and money. Pardon any servicemen unjustly sentenced for fighting in a combat zone or refusing to serve NATO when he signed up to serve the only one that counts, the United States of America. 50 United States is our United Nations. Reduce taxes by 30% and work 12 months a year, including Congress. Replace food stamps with job stamps. Replace welfare with workfare. Sell coal, oil, and drill, baby, drill. Starting with government lands owned by the people for the people, and return to oil prices at $35 a barrel, and gasoline prices to $1.17, including all the taxes. Encourage manufacturing and preference to buying American. If it is made in USA, no sales tax. Develop small business malls where store owners own the store. If you can accomplish 80% of this objective, please apply to the Spirit of America Party. Job opening begins January 2013. Report to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Here's a question. Can we change horses midstream? I don't think we're going to have to do that now. Romney has picked the right vice president. But just as this was my thoughts going before Romney picked his vice president. Can we change horses midstream? No, but we can change horses mainstream America. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, don't let the communists label you right-wing, neocons, Tea Party nuts. Correct them on the spot. We are mainstream Americans. Don't let the left wing, the progressives, the liberals call themselves anything but communist, because that's what they is. If Romney looks like he is just another bad Massachusetts politician, well, I think he showed us today that he's not. And we got a fighting chance with Romney. Okay? So, and I told you already about the CNN had a baby. Yep, I love it. And don't forget to get my book, Take Me to the Beach, The Spirit of America Party. Hang in there. We'll give you a tune to warm the cockles of your heart. Here's one that'll give you a raise. And by the way, I like the backdrop on Romney's introduction today. The USS Wisconsin, how sharp, how clever, and the music was good.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze, and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that grieve partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong.
Headline that's already gone and forgotten, and I made it my headline, and baby makes three. Abortion communists say kids don't count. Double tragedy for Colorado shooting victim. Pregnant mom miscarries days after her six-year-old dies. How about a triple tragedy? The unborn American child who was guaranteed life in the Declaration of Independence, along with liberty and the pursuit of happiness. The unborn was labeled a fetus by the communists because fetuses have no rights in heartless Colorado. That child was murdered, and no murder charges will be filed on the charge on the kid's behalf because she was living in the safety of her mother's womb. But the communist state of Colorado says the child was not real. Well, whoever voted for that law will stand before God and will be called first over Heinrich Himmler. 1,200,000 American kids are butchered every year under worse circumstances than Sobibor, Treblinka, and Auschwitz. Multiply that by 5 years and we beat Hitler. Who stands for God? A couple of silenced priests and ministers? When the majority commits murder, murder becomes the law of the land. Chuck Heinrich Schumer says Roe versus Wade is settled law. And I got a picture of Chuck with a set of earphones on, and he's firing an automatic pistol. And he says, we will only take away some guns. That's what he said. Then under him, I got a picture of his double, Heinrich Himmler. And he's got a statement pretty similar to what Chuck said. Germans who wish to use firearms should join the SS or the SA. Ordinary citizens don't need guns, as they're having guns doesn't serve the state. And do you think Chuck thinks we serve the state? What is the difference between a Nazi and a communist? Only the uniforms. They're both socialists. What's the difference between a Democrat and a communist? Only the uniforms. Then I got some images of Heinrich Himmler, you know, as a boy. Somebody said Hitler was a Catholic. I says, I never seen his communion picture. And they got Himmler on the cover of Time magazine. He was Time Man of the Year. How's that grab you? So I just thought I'd let you know about that, and let's see what else we are. Latinos are not thrilled. And they're not thrilled. Hispanics not enthusiastic as last time about Obama. Would you be? First, you have to scrape up a lot of money to be smuggled over the border by coyotes. And then if you manage not to get raped, robbed, and thrown away in the desert, you end up in Obama land, where you get raped, robbed, and blamed. A president who came to work with $2 million and made three more in office that tells you he feels your pain. He would like to help you, but he already has a caddy. So you go to church and pray only to find out that Obama hates Cristo Rey. And then you hear Nancy Pelosi say, some of my best friends are Mexican Olé. Then Ilian Gonzalez begs for asylum and Chuck Schumer sends him away. Do not vote Parte de la Muerte. They kill niños every day. Blog Talk Radio. Spirit of America Party. Somebody said to me today that the Latinos, a lot of Latinos, they don't like, what's his name, Marco Rubio, because he's Cuban. I says, you know why that is? And because the Democrats have turned the Puerto Ricans against the Cubans. And you know how they did it? When they kidnapped Ilian Gonzalez, they said if they were Mexicans or Haitians, they wouldn't get the preferential treatment that the Cubans get, and that the Cubans look down on the Puerto Ricans. And you know who said that? A white man. Yes. A Democrat. The Divide and Conquer Party. And you know what else DNC stands for besides Democrat National Committee? Dilatation and Curatage, where they kill the niños. My friends, get out of the Parte de la Muerte. And if you're Irish and Catholic and you're telling me you're a Democrat, you're an atheist and a communist. Here's a little thank you to Judge Roy Moore. You remember Judge Roy Moore? Thank you. Dear Tom, thank you for your contribution to Judge Moore's campaign. If I can't help a guy who loves God, who can I help? We are doing everything we can to put Judge Moore back in office this November, against all odds, with little money. And who came after him? The communists came after him. They went all the way to Alabama to get him. And all he wanted was to be left alone with the Ten Commandments. But the communists say the Democrat Party will amend those Ten Commandments like they do the Constitution. Against all odds, with little money and given little chance to win by the establishment, the people of Alabama chose me as their nominee Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court in the Republican primary. For this, I am truly thankful. Yep, he was in the 5-second news. His victories are in the 5-second news, but when the Democrats want to get him, they're in there all the time. I pledge to fight for the rights and freedoms given to us by God and guaranteed under the greatest constitution of government ever devised by man. Do you know how many countries would get down on their knees and lick dirt just to get the rights of our constitution? And every country, rich or poor, has a controlling a faction that is rich. So when you talk about the poverty in Mali, not everybody in Mali is broke, and usually the money is in the hands of the rulers. And Joe Stalin didn't die broke. Lenin didn't die broke. Khrushchev didn't die broke. Fidel Castro, last time I counted, was worth about $670 million, and his people are eating still life paintings. And they cut his sugar cane for nothing. That's his sugar cane. That's not the people's sugar cane. That's Fidel's sugar cane. Yeah. And Michael Moore needs to live in Cuba and bring all his money there and spread it around. Thank you for helping me in our campaign, Judge Roy Moore. We will need your prayers and support. Good luck, Judge Roy Moore. You stood up in the face of adversity. Okay. So everybody's happy with Paul Ryan today. Good move. Let's see what else we got. We'll take a break for a tune, and I'll line up something else for you. Here we go. Oh, here's a tribute to Tennessee. President Obama, sir.
Yes.
This is the new president's staff calling. Could you be out of your room by 1 o'clock because we have to make the beds? I don't know if I can give this up. I mean, I had a good time here. I know how you feel, Mr. President. We all feel the same way. We hate to see you go.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well. You couldn't tell that I'd been crying.
Who's the flag burner of record? Senator Bill Nelson from Florida. If you go to MediaCraftMatters.us, you will, at the very bottom of our blog, our webpage, you will see three communists sitting in Ottoman chairs. The same chair, each one is sitting in the same chair, different photos. They're sitting around an Ottoman table with Bashar al-Assad. The first one on the left is Uday Pelosi. That's Nancy Pelosi, who accused Bush of murdering her two sons, Uday and Kusei. The second guy sitting there with Bashar al-Assad, the butcher of Syria, is Denis Akami Akusinich. And the third one is Bill Nelson, the astronaut. Now, guess what all three have in common? They voted to burn the flag. Guess what else they all have in common? They vote to bayonet babies in the head. And this is what's representing us in the Democrat Party, the party of death, the Party de la Muerte. Or, as Mike Savage called them last night, a cult. They are a cult of death. They are a cult. They have their own religion. If Nancy Pelosi is a Catholic, then Joe Stalin was a Buddhist. But anyway, Bill Nelson is sitting there. Now, let me tell you about Bashar al-Assad, who's been getting protection while the Democrats are talking out of one side of their mouth that he must go. They're dragging their feet and talking out of the other side of their mouth and saying, look, this Damascus was supposed to be Democrat headquarters. That's why Nancy Pelosi got that big extra jumbo jet and brought 41 communists to Syria to meet with Bashar al-Assad. And those three people in that photo were all part of Nancy's entourage at one time or another. Now, what is Bashar al-Assad famous for? Well, his father is famous for wiping out whole villages, and now he's practicing the same tactic. And what else is he famous for? He's famous for the murder of the Prime Minister of Lebanon, Rafiq Hariri. And how did he kill him? The same way he kills American GIs in Iraq and now in Afghanistan. He kills them with IEDs. And the latest state-of-the-art IEDs are laden with Iranian copper lugs. And the shredding power is fantastic. And there's 47,000 wounded GIs who left their legs in Iraq thanks to Bashar al-Assad. And we're kissing his ass. Does that make sense? Does it make sense that Obama just passed and donated $547 million for housing for drug addicts? Why not? Drugs is good business. The government's going to legalize it. They're going to hook your kid. He'll be a good little soldier. He'll be a narco soldier. Yeah, you can't believe what's happening. You think it's a movie. You'll find out when you're carrying your mattress over the George Washington Bridge, looking at a burning city, looking back at a burning city. And don't think these guys are finished. They're just beginning. They're just beginning. You give them a nuke and they'll give it right back to you. But you don't believe that. You're jam tight and jelly free. You're going to get by. You know, there was a whole generation in World War II that thought they were going to get by. And they didn't get by. They all got to die, 60 million of them. At least 60 million. So, we're going to play an oil song because we're going to be drilling for oil when the boss gets into office.
Yeah.
marina man. Set me free, free from black gold. Our love never can be. Once we lived in a shack, drilled for oil, precious black gold. And this girl loved me back, loved me more, more than black gold.
Hi, boys and girls. Got a dog joke for you. This guy is driving through a farming area, and he comes across a house, and there's a dog for sale sign on the porch, and it says "dog for sale at $10." So he goes, "Oh." I got it wrong. He sees a sign on the porch. The porch says, "A talking dog for sale, $10. So he goes up to the farmer and he says, "I see you got a talking dog for sale." He goes, "Yeah, he's around back. You want to go talk to him? Go ahead." So he goes around back and there's this dog. And he says to the dog, "How you doing?" The dog says, "I'm all right. How you doing?" He says, "You really are a talking dog." He says, "Yeah." He says, "How did you learn to talk?" He says, "Well, I used to be in the CIA. First they trained me for drug sniffing and IED sniffing detection. And then I went and I took an advanced course, and they used me. I used to be a spy in the CIA. If you check, you'll see that in a lot of pictures where diplomats come to the United States or the American ambassador visits a head of state, you'll see me in the picture, and I was eavesdropping. And then I would be debriefed when I came back off the mission. And I would tell the CYA what was going on in the room at the time the conversations were taking place." He says, "My God, that's fantastic." He says, "How come you don't work for the CIA anymore?" He says, "Well, I settled down and I raised a litter of puppies and I'm retired." So the guy runs around to the farmer and he goes, "I can't believe it. This dog talks. How can you be selling this dog so cheap?" And the farmer says, "He's a liar. He never did any of that stuff." Okay.
Pretty good.
Good? Bad? What do you think?
Pretty good. He was mentioning snipping IEDs, right? Now, you notice the most, probably 90% of all the casualties are IED explosions in this war on terror, which is now in its, 11th year, and we got another 39 to go. Yeah, bring the boys home. That's what everybody says. Bring them home. Yeah, and you know who's coming with them, don't you? You ever see the old submarine movies where they bring the ships home and the sub is right underneath the ship getting into the harbor through the nets? Yeah, bring the boys home. Listen, I'm not saying leave them out there. I'm saying support them. And I'll tell you something, we should have got this war over with a long time ago. If Harry Truman was boss, we would have got it over real quickly. If MacArthur was boss, we would have gotten it over real quickly. But anyway, that's all theoretical poppycock. The fact of the matter is there's a magic number that makes America mad, and we haven't reached it. And when we reach the magic number and America gets mad, this war will be over a plenty quick, pronto, tanto. And I got to tell you, I'm at the point where I wish we would reach that magic number instead of bleeding a little bit every day. And nobody cares about these GIs over there. Everybody's watching Dancing with the Stars. And we're losing our country. And in 3 months, we could lose it forever. You better hope that Romney wins and we all start on the road back to America. Because right now we are lost and wandering in the desert. Let's see what else is going on. We'll check some blogs. Huffington Post upset over Romney's choice. I think I did that one, did I? Yeah, I did that one. So we'll pass on that one. That's where the guy said it was a, it wasn't such a big deal. Evidence Obama was a Muslim and Indonesian citizen. It's the only guy that we can't get any information on. You know, conditioning. We've been conditioned. We take less and less. We give more and more freedom. Don't vote for our candidate. Tennessee Dems say don't vote for our candidate for the U.S. Senate. Mark Clayton, 35, was a political unknown until the recent Tennessee primary, where he defeated six other Democratic candidates for the U.S. Senate. Clayton has a typical middle-class labor job and very little money to his name. He spent little on his campaign, yet garnered 48,000 votes in the Democratic primary, which was more than double his nearest challenger. And he happens to be a conservative that believes in marriage between one man and one woman. Well, doesn't everybody? And he is very pro-life. Isn't everybody? However, the nail in his Democratic coffin is the fact that Mark Clayton has been involved with the pro-life and pro-family organization known as Public Advocate of the USA. Because of their pro-life and pro-family stance, liberal organizations such as, there's the Huffington Post again, they took over AOL. Man, they got a brainwashing media that can't be stopped. We're in trouble. We're like kids passing notes in school, and these guys have got the airwaves. They've got the blog waves. And they refer to them as a hate group. Notice that anyone or any organization that is anti-God, anti-Christian, is just exercising their rights of freedom of speech. Oh, did I get my chicken fillet today? Listen, I don't care how old it is. Tell them to mail it to me. The check, I sent the check already. But anyone defending God, I'll reheat the French fries. But anyone defending God, Jesus Christ, in the Bible is labeled as a hate group. Just as Dan Cathy of Chick-fil-A. Dan Cathy, you are great. You are an American personified. As a matter of fact, I got a feeling that saints are going to pray to you. But anyway, and here's some of what came back on that blog. The liberals better watch out. This may backfire on them. Tennessee is part of the Bible Belt. I foresee a big fallout on this one. As usual, the liberals are self-destructive. You're right, Mary. These stupid liberals, they're cutting their own throat. They're blinded by hate. I hate them. I edit that. It's a joke. This is like a discount retailer that goes to his competition next door, buys product at retail, and puts it on sale at his own store at a deep discount in order to beat his competition. If Democrats aren't stupid, then how do you explain Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi? Oh, Nancy Pelosi said she had no room in her chair because six suffragettes were sitting with her. How's that, man? How's that? Yeah. And she believes that in another life she was Cleopatra's asp. I am shocked. There is still a breathing Democrat that believes in God. God bless Mark Clayton. Yeah, you can't be a Democrat and a Christian. Get out, man. Get out of that party. Run like the wind. The flight of the wild geese. Get out of there. They haven't got room for you, man. They got to make room for the communists. He either hasn't read their party's platform or he believes that he can work to change it from the inside. Okay, so you see, this is, of course, a pro-American website. This is funny. The Democrats' party is the party of slavery, segregation, and the KKK. It's the Republicans, Lincoln, and the 39th Congress that ended slavery. You know, you go to school and they tell you all about the shortcomings of the Americans. And they'll tell you that the Spanish conquistadors, they came, Europe came, and they robbed all of the helpless Indians, and they raped them. And then you say, what language do you speak? And I speak Spanish. Also, would they leave that? Yeah, they left that. They left me. I speak Spanish. I don't want to speak dirty English. Yeah, but the conquistadors were bad guys. But who taught you at the conquistadors? Yeah. Okay, so we were wrong on slavery in the beginning, but we fixed it. We fixed it in the end. And nobody made us fix it. We fixed it on our own. And we will always be learning and earning, and we will be changing and always working, because the role of the American, who is one a degree above all else in the world, have a little American pride, because one day somebody's going to come and try and take it from you anyway. And the role, the creed of the American is the strong must always protect the weak. So anyway, having said that, let me give you a tune because I'm losing my voice. I like it when I X out something and it doesn't get X'd out. And they stole my studio. Stu Studio. Terrible. What am I going to do here? Oh, don't forget to buy my book, The Spirit of America Party. If you don't do it, I'm in trouble. I won't be able to pay my bills this month. I'll have to go on welfare. I'll have to get food stamps and get a picture of Obama autographed. Let me tell you, I could sell pencils. Used to have a guy that used to stick his fingers in my eyes and say, sell pencils. Did you get your Che Guevara t-shirt? How do you like that? You go to an American college and the guy's wearing a Mao hat and a Che Guevara t-shirt. Both of these guys are murderers. They didn't free anybody. Communism doesn't free anybody. It just moves, promotes some people to the top and everybody else becomes their slave. You don't believe that. You think you're going to get extra bread. Blog Talk Studio, here we come. Come on, guys. Lights on. Everybody's at home. Looking for a tune. We got 10 minutes left. I can give you I give you Al Jolson.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. Folks at home, Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So
Chinese guy is being interviewed for a job, and the interviewer says, it says here your name is Hyman Rabinowitz. He says, how did you get a name like Hyman Rabinowitz? He says, when I came into the United States, I was standing behind this rabbi, and the immigration officer asked him his name, and he said, what is your name? And the rabbi said, Hyman Rabinowitz. And then he gave him the name, and he said, next. He says, what is your name? He said, Sam Ting. Okay, I got you. What am I going to tell you? Want to hear a little Louis Prima?
I eat Aunt the pasta twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, with a sad pizzeria. I keep soup and minestrone just to be with her alone, Angelina. Angelina, waitress at the pizzeria. Si voglio bene, Angelina, I adore you. Si voglio bene, Angelina, I live for you. And passione, you have set my heart on fire. But Angelina never listens to my song. I eat Aunt the pasta twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. If she'll be my cara mia, then I'll join in matrimony with the girl who serves spumoni. And Angelina will be mine. C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, mamma. Picchi mia, tutta rara, mamma mia, pesaccio tu. Si tu doni alla musicante, itti vai, itti bene, sembra lo strumento in mano te. Si ci piglia vanno se lo strumento, figli mia. Oh mamma, zumba zumba baccola. Oh mamma, zumba zumba baccola. Oh mamma, zumba zumba baccola. Zumba 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 baccola. C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, per merda. Figli mia, cucciolara, mamma mia, per faccio. Sit in on your fish, hello, eat the bar, eat the van, separate back a lot of money then. Sit your big, your fantasy, back a lot of money then. Oh, mama, you need a full suit, my back a lot. Oh, mama, si, si, su, 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 su,
oh,
Louis Prima with Keeley Smith, a Cherokee Indian. Probably never checked a box on a federal form in her life. Unbelievable, man, what they got us doing, checking boxes. We're in trouble. I know guys that are white that are checking black. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The best one I heard was a Eskimo Hasidim. Oh, man. Okay, so we got 2 minutes left. What are we going to say? You got to say a prayer for all the guys who have been unjustly accused of war crimes by their own government and sent to prison. And I hope that when Mitt Romney is president, that he reviews all those cases and, if nothing else, reduce their sentences and pardon as many who are unjustly tried as he can possibly find. I hope he makes that a priority. We got to rebuild our military morale because right now it's at an all-time low. And don't let some general tell you it's not because he don't know. So, what are we going to do here? We're going to do... here's a good one to go out with. This is... and you heard Louis Prima singing about a girl named Angelina. The word angel is in Angelina. What do you got today? These people name their kids after train stations, like Chelsea. Like they name them after virtues that they could never achieve, like chastity. What are these people, crazy? And what's the one, Moonblood, the middle name of Stallone's kid, Moonblood? They've been better off naming him after a saint. Yeah, maybe we need a few drug-free saints, huh? Here's Margie. And you know the Russians told Madonna to put some panties on and take the cross off. And that's the Russians. They have more taste than Madonna.